It's Mark and Walt in the morning here on Sunny 101.9. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and I'm joined in the studio now by Tina Thompson, who is a senior clinical instructor at Michigan State University. Also, Ashlyn Gendro, who is MSU Extension Veterans Outreach Coordinator. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you guys have something coming up that's happening a little bit later this week that is important for veterans in our area. Ashlyn, I'd like to ask you about this presentation, this film that you're showing. What's going to be happening, when and where?
Yeah, so we have a presentation coming up. It's called Almost Sunrise. It's a documentary. We'll be showing it at 6 o'clock from 5:30 to 6. We have resources available for anyone who would like to stop by and see.
And this is coming up on what day and where are you doing it?
So Thursday, November 7th at 6 p.m. at NMU's campus in Jamrich Hall 1100.
Okay, what's kind of going to be, this is obviously a film, but what's it about? What's the subject matter?
So Almost Sunrise follows two veterans who served in Iraq and their transition back into civilian life. And in that transition, they encountered a number of challenges, which is true of a lot of combat veterans. Mm-hmm. So as they try to wrestle through these challenges, they decide to embark on a cross-country journey on foot from Wisconsin to California. And really what this film is about is not only the bigger host of challenges that many combat veterans experience, but it really hyper-focuses on post-traumatic stress and moral injury. Okay. With moral injury being something that very few people have heard of or understand.
I was going to ask, what is that when you say that?
Yeah, so there's a lot of overlap between post-traumatic stress and moral injury. Post-traumatic stress can be thought of as a physical stress reaction.
Okay.
So the things we think of in terms of nightmares, flashbacks, the hypervigilance that we see among veterans who've served in combat.
Mm-hmm.
Moral injury is a bit different, and we can think of that as being more of a spiritual or emotional stress reaction that can result in feelings of guilt, grief, shame that are based on the things that our veterans have seen or done or even failed to do while in combat.
Now, this film is coming up on Thursday. Ashlyn, how does this fit actually into the MSU Extension with the Veterans Outreach? How does this work in what you do?
Yeah, so for me, my job is basically to connect veterans with resources around the area. So my big focus is educating the public about these issues that are happening and kind of getting the public involved as well. So how can the public help these veterans who are in need?
When is the film being shown again and where?
So it's Thursday, November 7th at 6 p.m. at NMU's campus, Jamrich Hall 1100.
And I'm Walt Lindela in the studio this morning with Ashlyn Gendro, who is MSU Extension Veterans Outreach Coordinator here in our area. Also, Tina Thompson, Senior Clinical Instructor at MSU. We're talking about a special presentation of the film, which is called Almost Sunrise, that has to deal with veterans, PTSD issues, and more. It's being shown this Thursday on the campus of NMU. Tina, from the perspective of the clinical side of this, you were talking a moment ago about sort of the physical manifestations of PTSD and then some of the mental aspects of it. Are you seeing more people being aware of this in the veteran community, that they're talking about this more and having an opportunity to maybe learn more about it and help each other out?
Yes and no. I think people are much more familiar with post-traumatic stress, mm-hmm. but moral injury is something that very few people understand, even clinicians, even people within my sphere of social work. And that oftentimes combat trauma is lumped under post-traumatic stress. And what happens as a result is veterans dealing with post-traumatic stress are put through different treatments.
How important are these kinds of conversations that we're talking
about?
They're huge. Yeah. Tell me about why that's important.
They're huge. So what's happening is post-traumatic stress, there's treatments that can help veterans overcome those symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happening is the issues surrounding moral injury aren't even touched by a lot of these different treatments. So we have individuals who have gone through years and years of treatment who are still really struggling. And some of these individuals go on to be one of the 20 veterans per day who take their life.
Yeah.
And this is deeply personal for me. My husband is one of these veterans who went through years and years and years of treatment, but still struggled in very profound ways.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to go outside of the traditional clinical world and receive healing through a nonprofit organization in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at post-traumatic stress and moral injury, with post-traumatic stress really focusing on treatment, moral injury really focusing on healing.
I hear moral injury. I think it's almost talking like a person might change their own, or these events might change their perspective on how they make decisions about things, right?
Well, it challenges their idea of whether they're still a good person. Mm. A lot of the things that my husband had to see and do really went against how he was raised, that do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah.
The decisions he had to make in those split-second moments of firing a rifle versus not, and then having to live with those questions of, did he do the right thing in those moments?
Again, Ashlyn, what are the details, when and where, for folks to come and see this?
So we will be in NMU's Jamrich Hall, room 1100, on Thursday, November 7th at 6 o'clock.
And that is the film Almost Sunrise, but you have other things sort of going on with that too, right?
Yes. So we have some resources available for individuals from 5:30 to 6 beforehand. We have MSU Extension's Veterans Liaison, the Escanaba Vet Center. We have NMU's Veteran Service Program showing up, North Care Network, Save a Warrior, and then also our local veterans organization.
Well, I appreciate you giving us some time this morning to talk about this very important information. That's Ashlyn Gendro, MSU Extension Veterans Outreach Coordinator, also Tina Thompson, Senior Clinical Instructor at MSU. The film is Almost Sunrise and is coming up Thursday evening at Jamrich Hall on the campus of Northern Michigan University. Thanks for your time this morning, and appreciate a few moments to talk about this important work you're doing.
Thank you.
It's Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.